Speed Gibson of the International Secret Police.
Hello.
With the aid of Chief Tipo, the secret police are slowly but surely closing in on the octopus and his gang, sending a detail of men to Mardak, a tiny village from where the slave caravan will start over the Himalayas. Speed, Clint, and Barney return to Tsering's home, leaving Bob Gilmore with orders to collect another band of police and stand prepared to leave Nagchuka at a moment's notice. Meanwhile, Tipo and his men have arrived at Black Pass and find the octopus aviators just about to take off. When Chan, the chief pilot, attempts to fight his way out of the raid, a general free-for-all follows, and we find ourselves at Black Pass, where the tide of battle is slowly receding.
Stand where you are. Stand back.
Chief Tipo, we have arrested all the pilots. The camp is ours.
Excellent, and here is another prisoner for you. Chan, the chief pilot.
Oh, Tipo, you are wounded.
Just a flesh wound. Chan attempted to kill me, but I sprang on him in time to spoil his aim. Where are the rest of the men?
They are cutting off the plane motor.
Good. Now, Chan, let us go into your office. You still have not answered my questions.
Do you wish me to accompany you?
No, you remain here. I leave you in charge of the prisoners. Disarm them and search the camp. And see that no one enters on these black pass.
Yes, this is for.
This house appears to be strongly built. You made sure that you would not suffer from cold, Chan, did you not?
I did not know how long we would have to stay in this forsaken pass.
I see you have a short wave set. Do you contact your commander over that? You have little wisdom, Chan, if you seek to withhold anything from me now. You have revealed that you and your pilots are in Tibet for some evil purpose. Else, why did you attempt to escape when you knew there was to be an inspection?
I do not know why we are in Tibet. I swear that. The commander issues orders only at the time they are to be carried out.
But evidently you must have received an order from him to leave Black Pass, else why were the planes ready for a takeoff? And why did your pilot start the motors at your signal?
I told you before, it was a test flight.
Do not be a fool. Would interference with a test flight cause you and your men to attack us? To risk your lives in such a manner?
We thought you were bandits. They infest Tibet.
You knew better than that. You knew we were police. You feared an investigation. Who is your commander?
I do not know his name.
Tell me his name or I will have you beaten within an inch of your life, Chan.
No, I do not know.
Tell me.
Very well. He has nothing to hide. He is Paul Mounier.
Paul Mounier, the scientist?
Yes. You know him?
Who does not? But why does he command a fleet of fighting planes?
Why? Many of his inventions are wanted by foreign countries to use for war instead of peace. My commander has to protect those inventions for the good of the world.
For the good of the world, huh? Have you an axe?
Axe?
Yes.
Yes. It should be over here. Yes. Here it is.
Very well. Now, this short wave set of yours.
What are you going to do?
I am going to destroy it for the good of the world.
Stop! Do not destroy it!
Too late, Chan. I feel better now that you cannot tell your commander what has happened.
You have ruined our only communication with outside world. We shall perish.
Oh, no. I have brought along a portable shortwave set, Chan, but for our use only.
Your use?
Yes. I am going to call Clint Barlow of the secret police and tell him what has happened.
What's that, you people? You say you're wounded?
Yes, Mr. Barlow, but not seriously. Everything is in order here.
Good. How soon will you return here?
Immediately. As soon as my men are stationed here, I shall come back to you.
Now, wait a minute. Hey, Barney, how would you like to fly to the Black Pass and pick up Chief Tipo?
Huh? Me?
Yes, you.
Gee, Clint, can I go too?
Wait a minute, Steve. Let me get this settled. It's necessary that Tipo get back here as quickly as possible. And there's only one answer to that, by flying.
Yeah, but where am I to go? Lasho Tsering's house is the only comfortable place I've seen since coming to Tibet, and you're all the time wanting me to leave here.
Are you going or aren't you?
Yeah, sure, I'll go. Tell him I'll be up there in an hour or so.
Yeah, I'll make it four to be safe. Oh, Chief Tipo.
Yes, Mr. Barlow?
Barney is flying up to the Black Pass to get you. Stay there until he comes.
Excellent. There is a great deal of work to be done here.
And bring all papers you can find. They may give us more clues as to future plans.
I understand. Shall I bring Chan as well?
The chief pilot? Oh, yes. The more witnesses, the better.
Very well. I shall see you shortly, then. Signing off.
Well, Barney, better dress warmly. It's cold up at the Black Pass, according to the chief.
Thanks, pal.
And so they had their orders to take off, and Tipo stopped them just in time, huh?
Looks like the octopus knows what we're up to, Clint.
Either that, or he's about to spring his biggest job scheme.
What's that?
For a long time, he's been toying with the idea of ruling the world. That's another proof of his madness. However, succeeding as he has in criminal activity, the octopus now believes that he can succeed in anything.
And for all we know, he may. We don't know how many men he's got behind him here. We can only guess.
But with Black Pass and Mardak bottled up, his movements are going to be greatly hampered, Barney.
Supposing he tries to get away, Clint. Leave Tibet like he left Hong Kong.
We'll stop that before he knows what's happened at the Black Pass. That's why I'm so anxious for Tipo to return here as soon as possible. With him on the ground, we can advance to the Pass of the Iron Dagger and nab our man once and for all.
Sounds easy, but doing it's another thing.
What's the matter with you all of a sudden, Grandma? You getting cold feet? Just when we're about to spring the trap?
No, I ain't getting cold feet. But somebody's got to think things out around here.
Remember, Barney, Clint's the brains, you're the brawn.
Now, you keep out of this, kid. This is between me and Clint.
Talk less and do more, Barney. That plane should be checked over before your flight.
That's where I'm one up on you. It's already been checked.
You knew you were going someplace?
Of course not, but I believe in being prepared, kid.
Gee, it's going to be a swell flight. Can I go along, Clint?
No. Well, I'll need you here, Speed. We've got to make plans for the attack on the Path of the Iron Dagger. I want to have everything ready as soon as Barney and the chief return. You have to work fast.
Listen to this, Quan Wu. Speed and Barlow may give us some leads.
Well, what can I do? I want you to find Mr. Searing and tell him that you want to go to Nan Chu Ka again. Now, he will take you there in his car. Go directly to Bob Gilmore and tell him...
Hey, the radio's still on.
What?
Sure, the set's wide open. You forgot to turn it off after Chief Tipo tuned out.
Oh, that's right, Clint. Anybody could have been listening to what we've been saying. Even the octopus.
No, I don't think so, Stephen. But we won't run any more chances of being overheard.
You may as well turn off our set too, Quan Wu. We shall hear nothing more for the time being.
It is too bad that the secret police discovered their set was open. I wonder what P. Gibson was to tell Gilmore in Narsuka.
That matters little to me just now. I'm more interested in the plight of my aviators at Black Pass.
Yes, that is a calamity.
Tipo, the fool, destroys my ultra-short wave set there and then reveals all that he has accomplished over his portable set.
It was most fortunate that you tuned in on that conversation between him and the secret police.
I knew that something was afoot.
Your instinct for danger has saved our lives many a time, Master. Given us enough time to flee to safety.
Yes. But we shall not flee from the secret police this time, Quan Wu.
You cannot mean that, Master. They are closing in on every hand.
Closing in, yes. But when I meet them, I shall destroy them completely. Clint Barlow spoke truly when he said I planned to rule the world. And I could find no better place to rule it from than isolated Tibet. Here I can build my organization to such proportions that no one will dare question my authority. I shall go on and on, long after Speed Gibson and the others are forgotten.
But, Master, is such a course wise at this time? Would it not be better to fly away and return when the secret police have given up the search?
No. Barlow drove me out of Hong Kong, but I shall meet him here. He shall learn who is the stronger.
But Tipo is on his side. And once we start fighting, the Tibetan government will also aid him.
That will avail nothing against me. Many men will answer my call, Quan Mu. My spies have done their work well. Gold speaks loudly in the ears of these ignorant peasants. They will work for whoever pays them.
I am not so sure. Tibetans are very honorable.
Ah, human beings are alike the world over. Every man has his price.
Then what are we to do? How can we stop the attack on the pass of the Iron Dagger? If Barlow comes here tonight or tomorrow, the lower rooms will be filled with slaves. We cannot get rid of them immediately.
Barlow will not leave Searing's house until Dunlap returns with Chief Tipo.
Yes?
Dunlap is never going to return.
How can you prevent that?
You are going to fly there with the pilot who flew you to Tengrinor. After Dunlap has picked up Tipo and is well on his way back, your pilot will attack the secret police plane and, under your directions, cause it to crash.
But must I be there, Master? In such a fight, perhaps our plane will be the one to crash.
That is why I want you in it, Quan Wu. You'll be careful that such a thing will not happen if your life is involved. And Dunlap must never return from Black Pass.
Yes, Master, I understand. I shall prepare to leave immediately.
I shall order the pilot to time his departure so that you will meet Dunlap on his return flight.
Very well. And what of the slaves transfer here?
I shall take care of that. Shall go on as usual. Meanwhile, I'm going to send out a call for all my operators in this province.
A call? You mean they will gather here?
Yes. And when Clint Barlow tires of waiting for Dunlap's return and decides to attack the castle without him, he and his friends will find a hearty welcome awaiting them. My hospitality shall be so great that they shall never leave the path of the Iron Dagger again.